and lows around 46. For your Saturday sunshine, highs around 71. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 75 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 47 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. An amazing award being bestowed to a DPS 61 teacher. We'll tell you all about that. Plus, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and our Brinkotter home highlight. Plus, more Brad Underwood tickets. It all starts now.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Monday, starting next week, we've got kind of a busy one. We're going to be live at the Northeast Community Fund Monday morning. Is that right, Jeff? Got all that worked out. And we'll be there to tell you about their, not only their capital campaign they're doing, but of course what they do with their food pantry, which is pretty amazing. I went there last week for a tour of, man, they're in tiny cramped quarters. And what they do there is absolutely amazing. You know, they're raising the money to build that new building at the Crossings, which will be amazing for them, and a much bigger food pantry and for all their, like, their microloans and all the different things that they do down there. Pretty amazing. So Jerry and the crew will be with us Monday morning starting at 6 a.m. at the Northeast Community Fund. Right. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we're here in the studios.
Right.
Thursday, we'll be live, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank, at the Community Leaders Breakfast. Gerald Ford's son. Am I right there?
Right.
Now, we were going to have him on the air, but then there was some sort of snafu with that.
He's traveling, and okay, his schedule wouldn't.
So he's an actor. Is that right? I mean, am I crazy? Or, I mean, the former president's son's an actor or was an actor or something. I don't know. He's going to be the speaker Thursday at the Community Leaders Breakfast. I get to say a few words. I think Bill Clevenger is also from the Decatur Park District speaking. And then Friday is the food drive. So we'll be out on the road 3 days next week, basically, 12 hours at Kroger. Starting at 6 a.m. And if you didn't get a chance to see the Warrensburg-Latham Student Council video, we posted that on the Outdicator's Facebook page. They did a really cool job with that. Pretty amazing. So we've got a busy, busy week. And then, of course, we roll right into high school football that night. And then Saturday is Millikan University's homecoming game. We'll be broadcasting live from the campus of Millikan University there. And then Sunday is Brad Underwood, the Fighting Illini men's basketball coach. We're factoring in that there still might be college basketball a week from Sunday after all the things that have hit the news over the last 48 hours. But if that's the case and everyone's still standing, we will be there courtesy of Miller Lite and the Decatur Park District for the Brad Underwood show, right?
Correct.
That starts at 6, doors open at 5?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Do I have all that? I did all of that without notes, by the way.
That's good.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy week. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot to get to over the next. And it doesn't slow down, by the way. I was looking at the end of the year. We had to do an internal report. And between now and the end of fourth quarter, we are involved in 37 events over these next 3 months. All great things, all fantastic stuff. But we've got, like, I mean, I think in October I have 3 weeks in a row where there are, like, three back-to-back-to-back events.
Right. It was the 19th, 20th, and 21st?
Yes, the Diamonds and Desserts for the right. Girl Scouts, the He Said, She Said. Is that for the Millikan Homestead?
Yes, for the Oglesby, yes.
Or for the Oglesby Mansion.
Yes,
it's the Oglesby Mansion. And then that...
Heart Walk.
Then the Heart Walk. And then yeah. Whiskers and Tails.
Right.
At the Country Club for the Macon County Animal Shelter Foundation. I know, right? What are we thinking? I think we should just quit taking appointments and phone calls. because we've got clearly enough to do between now and the end of the year. Not to mention, I mean, that's just getting us through Halloween. And you really do need to think about a costume this year.
I will really think about a costume this year.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Jeff always takes the easy, like the laziest way out. He'll put a jacket on and say he's dressed as Billy Joel.
Billy
Joel every day.
I did that 1 year. Yeah, I did.
All right. We were supposed to have, Lindsay, what happened here with we were supposed to have John Conrad, who's the interim president and CEO for, is it iBio? Is that how the company is pronounced? He had a cancel?
Yes, he was scheduled to call in while we were doing the interview, and then I got an email overnight.
Okay.
Saying that he wasn't.
It's been one of those mornings.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. But we don't want to take any shine away from what's happening with the iBio Institute, and they have the 11th annual iBio Icon Awards in Chicago, and one of the recipients of these awards is a local teacher. And it's our great pleasure to welcome Elizabeth Bartimus to the program. You're going to receive the 2017 Icon Knowledge Builder Award for your dedication to bringing science to the life of your students through real-world applications of learning. That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
Well, congratulations. And how did you find out about this?
Actually, I got an email, and I wasn't sure what it was all about. I had no idea there was such an award, and they sent a long email to me explaining some things, and I thought I was sort of nominated. I didn't realize I had won an award, and I sent an email back to one of the presenters who notified me from one of our workshops, and I said, okay, what's that mean? She goes, no, you have a dinner you have to come to and all these other things. I said, oh, okay.
So do you have any idea how they found out about you and the work that you do?
Actually, I've been attending their workshops for several years now. Uh-huh. I just happened to be blessed and honored to be a part of the local workshops that were underwritten by HHS Medical Group and ADM, and I participated in quite a few of them in the area and tried to garner interest with some other teachers, and apparently my work and my classroom work that stemmed from that got their attention.
Okay. So when does this take place?
This is happening Tuesday night.
Okay. So right around the corner then?
Yes, sir.
Up in Chicago?
Yeah.
All right. So you can drive up there, and what are you expecting?
What am I expecting?
Yeah.
I have no idea what to expect because, to be honest with you, as I said before, didn't even know there was such an award, and I'm not about that kind of stuff anyway in my career. I just do what I do, and hopefully the kids get something from it, and I build a little bit of future for the country.
All right. Well, I mean, you've got Justice Burke. I mean, there's an impressive list of people that are mm-hmm. being honored that night, and District 61 is going to be right there.
Yes, sir.
And you've spent 37 years with District 61?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And as I understand from some of the bio stuff they sent over, you're planning on retiring after the 2018-2019, so after the next fall, that school year.
Correct.
Are you really going to do that?
Probably. I'm going to officially retire on paper,
yeah.
But this has been my life for 37 years. I just don't know what I'm going to do with myself, and I don't think I can keep my hand out of education. However, it's time for me to step out of the classroom, so... I'm officially retiring from in-classroom work, but I have some other things that I'm looking at right now. So,
all right. Tell me, you know, science, you've been doing this for a very long time.
Yes, sir.
You know, the whole concept of STEM, mm-hmm. you know, has been a relatively, you know, short thing over the last few years because we were falling behind in these areas. And young ladies were certainly not reaching their potential because I think for probably a long time they were told that's not for them, and then they started to sort of believe that, and generationally, now that all of that seems to be, you know, a thing of the past. You know, we're now catching up. You've got these great robotics leagues and Lego and all these things that you're doing, and these young ladies are all, you know, participating. You know, how have you managed over the 37 years, this? I'm sure it was very different when you started to where it is today.
It is different. I actually wasn't full-time in the classroom, to be honest with you. I was working at another job and doing sub work and coaching work in the district, and I finally got a chance to get back into a classroom where I wanted to be. STEM is just another acronym that they've come up with. I got to tell you, that stuff's been around forever. I've been doing it in my classroom for a long time. So to say that that's new... To me, it's not new. I've been pushing my girls since the day I stepped into the classroom. It's important for them to understand that they have other avenues out there. They don't need to buy into this typical stereotype of what girls are supposed to do. So I've been pushing that for a long time. For me, it hasn't been hard, but for other people, it might have been. I just continue to tell them that keep reaching. You can do anything you want to do. Keep educating yourself. I mean, after how long I've been in the classroom, I'm still looking to improve myself.
But science and technology and engineering and math, you know, are important in the Decatur area specifically, because if these kids want to go work at Tate & Lyle or ADM mm-hmm. or Caterpillar, these STEM programs are very important to these employers. And there's a career path. I mean, it's not, yes, it's about empowering youngsters into mm-hmm. believing whatever they can be, whatever they want to be, but there's an actual career path for them to go do that right here in Decatur, Illinois.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that these workshops did for us is they helped us to bring more enrichment to our classrooms, but give us some tools to show them that there are other careers out there. I mean, we've got large local employers like Tate & Lyle, like ADM, like HSHS, and it's more than just walking into thinking that HSHS, for instance, is a nurse or a doctor, and that's all you can do. There are a ton of support careers that are there.
Yeah, it's just like ADM, you know, farming is the smallest portion of sort of this agribusiness, you know, gigantic thing that we have right here in our backyard. And, you know, we know because we took these sixth grade kids from DPS out to the Farm Progress Show this year, they were blown away with, you know, what is out there, you know, the magnitude of what's out there. And then with these companies that are truly global, not only can you chase your dreams here in Decatur, you travel the world, you know, with these companies that are here. I mean, because they are literally global players. So I know you've had, we know from personal experience, you know, with the Lego, you know, the Robotic League and the help you've had from engineers, from Caterpillar and ADM. How do you get those folks involved? I mean, those guys were giving up, you know, nights and nights and nights and nights of their life to come in and work with these kids.
They approached us, I was approached 6 years ago by Caterpillar. Actually, I've been working with Caterpillar for a long time. I've helped them write curriculum since forever. But they approached us and said, hey, we've got this program. Are you interested in doing it? And I had no idea what I was getting myself into, to be honest with you. But these guys do give up. They give up a lot of time. The engineer we happen to be fortunate to be blessed with for the almost the entire time of our Lego League at Johns Hill, he gives up a lot of time. He has to travel, and he makes it a point to travel back into Decatur so that he can be here for these kids. They're interested in helping kids. Sadly, right now, they are kind of short on engineers for all the teams in town, but they're interested in adding to.
Well, then give you know, put a shout out there to somebody who might be qualified to do this, you know, about how enriching it is to be involved in these young kids' lives and sparking these dreams.
Well, exactly. You know, if you're interested in helping kids with robotics, it sounds hard, but it's not. The kids do all the work. And in robotics, we just need somebody who's interested in perhaps, you know, the programming issue or helping solve problems that are community related. That's what they do, is they solve problems. They look at problems that are presented to them with a topic, and they try to come up with a solution to a problem that we might have locally. For instance, dredging. Why are we dredging Lake Decatur? What's the issue with that? And come up with an idea. We need people who are interested in nurturing young people and helping them to learn how to solve problems and work together as a team and things of that nature. We need adult sponsors to help.
And be mentors. You know,
exactly.
That's basically what they do. It's kind of an old-fashioned thing, but, you know, done in a very scientific technology way.
Right.
And then do people outside of these Lego leagues have any idea? You know, we've had some of the high school teams that have been, you know, involved in 4-H, and mm-hmm. you know, you go to one of these, you know, state championships, and, I mean, it's like a college basketball event. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It sure is. I mean, you don't know. To see the number of young people from fourth grade up who are interested in these different things, you don't have to know anything about robotics. You don't have to know a lot about, you know, programming and things like that. It's getting involved with young people. If you're interested in getting involved with the young people, we need volunteers. We need mentors. And it is like a college event. We have rah-rahs going on.
Oh, there's DJs and music
everywhere.
And costumes. Yeah, I mean, it's a big spectacle. And I always, I feel like, and maybe it's always been this way, maybe it will always be this way, there's a lot more attention to a Friday night football game or, you know, a basketball game. And I understand. I mean, it's a
sure.
little broader. But there's things going on each and every day in District 61 that are just as important. And these kids are working just as hard and putting just as much practice time in and doing all of the same things those sports teams are doing. They just don't maybe necessarily get the same recognition.
I agree. I mean, if you walk into any building in DPS 61, you're going to find some incredible things going on in our school district. And we've gotten a bad rap for a lot of years, but we have a ton of things going on, some incredible teachers. I'm getting an award, but, you know, I'm one of over 700 teachers in the classroom in this district. And I could point my finger at anyone and say, look, these people deserve some recognition.
All right. Now, there's four. Now, to be fair, I know you're being modest here, but I'm gonna make you uncomfortable. There are four of these awards being given away next Tuesday, and this is the 11th annual Icon Awards by the iBio Institute. They're honoring the Honorable Ann Burke, who is the Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court. That's yep. one of the awards that's being given away. The Entrepreneurial Award is being given away to the Chairman of the Board and CEO of TerSera Therapeutics. The Innovator Award is being given away to a professor of biomedical engineering at Northwestern University. And the fourth is to you, Johns Hill Magnet School, Decatur Public School District, 7th and 8th grade science teacher. It's not like they're giving away 100 of these things and you got randomly chosen. They're giving away four, and you're up there with a professor of biomedical engineering at Northwestern University. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, apparently it is.
And the state Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. It's quite an honor. But like I said, I'm not about awards. It's great to get that.
But the awards and the attention that comes with it spreads attention about the program, which hopefully inspires other kids to get involved and other teachers to do what you do and other engineers to volunteer their time and the awareness about what's happening.
Right. And that to me means a lot more than the award itself. It's bringing attention to the district and things that are going on in classrooms and the program that they're giving us. We're fortunate to have that professional development. It's not offered a lot, and it's free for us. So it doesn't cost us anything, doesn't cost the district anything, and it enriches our classroom. So it's a win-win.
All right. If other folks that are out there, like ADM, like Caterpillar, like HSHS, St. Mary's and their medical group, they want to get involved somehow. What's the best way for them to do that? I mean, to contact the foundation, contact
District 61. Exactly. Contact the foundation, yeah. Make donations to provide avenues for them to bring these workshops to other places. Without those donations and those sponsorships, they couldn't have brought the program to Decatur for the educators in Macon County. So it's very important that we get those donations and sponsorships to provide education. A lot of districts can't afford to help their teachers with that like they used to in the past. And without those, I wouldn't have been able to do what I've done in the last year in my classroom.
All right. Elizabeth Bardems, the winner of the 2017 Icon Knowledge Builder Award for her dedication to bringing science to life for her students through real-world applications of learning. It is a pretty amazing award. We congratulate you. I know you're modest about this, but go up there Tuesday night and have some fun. You're going to hang out with the state Supreme Court Justice, right?
Right.
I bet she's fun.
Oh, I'm sure she is. I mean, she's got any... I talk to everybody. My husband says I've never found a stranger anywhere I go, so I'll talk to anybody. And I'm from the South, too, because you know...
Well, you are friendly folks. Yeah. She's going to be the one. You know, the guy from Northwestern is probably boring, but she takes the robe off, you know, hangs it up. She's probably a good
there
guy.
There you go. I can't wait to meet her.
All right. Congratulations on this award. Pretty cool stuff.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunny skies, highs near 77 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 46. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 71. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 75 degrees. Right now is 47 degrees in downtown Decatur.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt and Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-222.
Hey, it's Lindsay Romano. You've heard me talk a lot about Babbage Skincare's Medical Spa, their great staff, the services. I could go on and on. I just love it there. Well, they're having a cool sculpting event on Thursday, October 12th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at Babbage Skincare on North Monroe. So save the date and lose the fat. Join Babbage and learn about the world's number one non-invasive fat removal treatment that freezes away treated fat cells for good without surgery or downtime. Call the medical spa at 330-7839. That's 330-7839. Or you can message them on Facebook. So mark your calendars for Thursday, October 12th. You can watch live demonstrations, receive special event pricing, and register to win a free treatment. If you haven't experienced all that Babbage has to offer, what are you waiting for? Visit them at Babbage Skincare's Medical Spa at 2880 North Monroe, at BabbageSkincare.com, or on Facebook. The only thing you have to lose is the fat.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois. ilnews.org.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. That's a pretty cool deal. In all candor and transparency, our guy's been, well, still involved in that program. And it is pretty amazing when you look at the engineers, the people that give their time, and it's a big deal. And it's a big deal for District 61. I know she's kind of shy about, you know, getting an award. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, think about, you know, you've got DPS 61 sitting on a stage with the state Supreme Court justice, literally a biomedical engineering professor at Northwestern University, CEO of a biomedical company, and a teacher from District 61 in Chicago next Tuesday night.
Yeah. Full disclosure, she is also little big man's
medium man
teacher and Lego coach.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, there's so many good stories that just don't maybe get reported, or maybe school districts have a hard time. Like, I think District 61, and we've had these conversations, you know, it's why we did the Education Spotlight for a number of years. That happened after an argument that I had with a school board member, about, well, we were going to good news. It's like, well, we can't read minds.
Yeah.
You know, you got to let us know.
And this award, iBio reached out to us,
Okay, and that yes. Yes. And they're a company,
mm-hmm.
a corporation, and they maybe understand it a little better than, you know, that's a big deal. They're not giving out 100 awards. They're giving out 4. And one of them's going to the Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court. The other was going to a biomedical engineering professor at Northwestern, the CEO of a company, and oh yeah, a science teacher from Johns Hill at District 61. And you do wonder I struggle with the fact that maybe the District 61, and I'm not, this sounds like I'm picking on them, but in general, just sort of the bureaucracy of kind of like why they can't churn out their own information in a better way. Pat themselves on the back. I know Dr. Frigo, she just told me on the way out the door, he's going up to the dinner.
Oh, super. Yeah. Good. I think he's been on the job since July 1. I mean, you know, and I think
the
we're
superintendent
see...
of schools isn't the guy who's in charge of getting press releases.
No.
Know, there are other things to worry about. But it's just, I struggle because I used to go to, when I was on the foundation board, we'd go to meetings. We'd have our meetings. One of the things that was great about our meetings is, like, they would move them from school to school. And so we'd go to get a chance, like, to go into a school you'd never been in or had reason to be in, you know, for years. And then the principal would come in and they'd bring in some success story or some grant that we'd funded and tell us all about it. I remember being at MacArthur and these two students were going to Fashion Week in New York through the foundation, and they wanted to be fashion designers. They were learning, you know, and it was like, I heard so many stories.
Bang the head slowly.
Why aren't you telling these stories? Or why aren't you letting us tell these stories? You know, because I don't live at MacArthur. We happen to know Johns Hill, but I mean, you know, it's, there are great things happening in that school district on a day in, day out basis. But somebody shows up with a gun or a knife, you know, there's your front page story, there's your headline news, you know, why are you not out there shouting to the mountaintops? We've got one of our science teachers getting an award in Chicago Tuesday night, sitting alongside the Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court and a biomedical engineering professor at Northwestern University. Oh, yeah. And Mrs. Bartimus, 8th grade science teacher and Lego coach at Johns Hills. That's a great story. All right, we got to take a break for the news. Back with more after this. Tupper coming up next.
7:29. Good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The WSOY Community Food Drive 1 week from today, and area schools are ramping up to donate their canned goods and other food items. Third place finisher last year, Our Lady of Lourdes School, their principal, Chris Upmore, said the student council used Walt Disney's quote, "If you dream it, you can do it," to inspire their classmates to donate.
To see hunger end throughout the world, it's part of the mission of our school to be giving, and these kids this year are are going from class to class and just basically asking for donations and asking for items to be brought in. So we're starting to line our halls up with the food this year.
The top five finishers last year were Eisenhower in fifth, Warrensburg Latham in fourth, Our Lady of Lourdes in third, Mount Zion in second, and St. Patrick's School coming in first with their collections last year. The WSOI Community Food Drive 1 week from today at the Kroger on Route 36 East in the Airport Plaza in Decatur, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our goal this year, 1.5 million pounds.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about criticism of his administration's hurricane response. The fact is that Puerto Rico has been destroyed by two hurricanes. Big decisions will have to be made as to the cost of its rebuilding.
Residents of Puerto Rico are struggling to find the basics like food and water. Over 2,000 waited for hours in the sweltering sun of San Juan, hoping to board a cruise ship. Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas was sent to help evacuate some. The Pentagon has appointed Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan to lead the recovery mission.
Fox's Kara McHugh. A four-day immigration sweep ends with hundreds of arrests.
According to a press release from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, illegal immigrants with criminal charges or known gang affiliations were targeted. In Philadelphia, 107 arrests were made, while 101 were arrested in Los Angeles. 45 people were arrested in New York.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time 7:31. Governor Bruce Rauner says he understands the moral objections to abortion, but signed into law expanded coverage for them because he believes all women should have the same health care options. Rauner signed the measure late Thursday afternoon. It expands state health insurance coverage and Medicaid for low-income women to abortions. The first-term governor said in April he would veto the plan, but he says his decision yesterday is not new. He campaigned in 2014 on support for abortion coverage expansion, and he has generally been in favor of abortion rights. Signing the law upset conservatives, who are already angry that the Democratic-controlled legislature adopted an income tax increase last summer in approving a budget over Rauner's vetoes. The legislation also removes language from state law that critics say would outlaw abortion in Illinois if the 1973 Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court opinion is overturned. President Trump has vowed to appoint anti-abortion high court justices. Sports last night, Cardinals eliminated from postseason play as they lost to the Cubs 2-1 in 11 innings. White Sox, meanwhile, rallied for a 5-4 win against the Angels, the Los Angeles Angels. Packers in Thursday night football, beating the Bears 35-14. Tonight on WSOY, Fighting Illini football as they take on Nebraska. We'll have that for you starting at 6 o'clock with the pregame, kickoff at 7. And on our sister station, 95Q, they will have St. T and Central A&M as that game gets underway with the pregame at 6:30. Kickoff at 7. You'll also be able to catch that on the stream at nowdecatur.com. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
1.5 million pounds of food. That is the goal for this year's WSOY Community Food Drive, October 6th at Kroger on Route 36 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we need your help. It's our biggest goal yet, but the Decatur community is a generous one. And on October 6th, we're asking your generosity continue so that we can reach an even bigger goal, that no family in our community goes hungry. So stop by Kroger on Friday, October 6th, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to make your donation. A phone line will be provided during the food drive to take phone donations. Or you can give online by going to the food drive page on nowdecatur.com. No amount is too small. And thanks to our community partners, we will once again be offering cash prizes to the local schools who raise the most pounds for our food drive. So join us and give to the 16th annual WSOY Community Food Drive on October 6th at Kroger on Route 36 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and help us reach our 1.5 million pound goal and make a difference in our community.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies, highs near 77 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 46. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 71. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 75 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 50 degrees.
Tougher on sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's a Good Friday song. We're back here. Mark Topper standing by, the executive sports editor of the Herald and Reviews, and each and every weekday morning with Topper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NFL and the Bears.
Oh, my gosh, Brian, bad. You want to know why the NFL ratings are down? It might be a little backlash from the anthem stuff. It might be a little of this, might be a little of that. But it might also be games like the Bears-Packers last night that sucked to high heaven. And then you have a 45-minute delay for a lightning storm thrown in the middle to make it more difficult to watch. Unless you were a hardcore Packer fan, why would you watch a dreadful game like that last night? And the Bears are to blame with the unwatchable play of their quarterback, Mike Glennon, who was involved in four turnovers, a game the Packers won 35-14. But even the Packers are not particularly interesting right now. They've got a zillion guys hurt. They're hauling them off on stretchers last night. It was just a comedy of errors, and I'm a Bears fan, but, hey, I can't watch that. It's not entertaining. It's not interesting. It's not what the National Football League is supposed to be. The National Football League is supposed to be a collection of cool plays made by extraordinary athletes. And what was out there last night was just a good excuse to watch something else. So Mike Glennon is awful, and he is given no help by the worst group of wide receivers in the league, so I understand it's not all him. But please, let's see what this looks like with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback, the guy the Bears took with the second overall pick in the draft. Do it for the Minnesota game a week from Monday. I would think there is a building sense among the players in that locker room that, hey, this Glennonite thing, it ain't working. So, and when players know it's time to make a change, your head coach had better do that too. So I think John Fox needs to pull the plug on that experiment and get Trubisky out. There's a slight chance that it might be worth watching. Last night was not.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll get to this crazy Friday night college football stuff with the Illinois game with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Pros Auto Clinic.
Need a few extra miles out of your vehicle? Call the pros at Pros Auto Clinic. Or do you just want to make sure you got the most from your investment? Call the pros at Pros Auto Clinic. New or used, Pros Auto Clinic specializes in general auto repair and maintenance. Foreign or domestic, from cars to light trucks. Pros Auto Clinic, located at 260 West Wood in downtown Decatur. Pros Auto Clinic, 423-3024. 423-3024.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It causes us to run scrambling on a Friday night for sure when you've got these Illini football games thrown on top of high school football, baseball, and everything else. But Illini take on Nebraska tonight.
Yes, sir. This is their third straight Illinois night game. Two of them have been on Fridays, one on a Saturday. We've already complained about these Friday night games. Friday should be reserved for high school football. I think that's a majority opinion everywhere you turn. But tonight is the Big Ten opener against Nebraska at Memorial Stadium, 7 o'clock, Fox Sports 1. Nebraska has had its issues. They barely beat Arkansas State in the season opener, 43-36. Then they lost to Oregon, and then the alarms went off when they lost at home to Northern Illinois. A few days later, Nebraska fired its athletic director, in part because he hired his football coach, Mike Riley. And it is assumed that Mike Riley has the clock ticking on him because a new athletic director is going to want to hire his own football coach. They did beat Rutgers last week, so they're 2-2. Illinois is 2-1. They haven't played in 2 weeks. Lovie said he plans no change at quarterback, so unless he is fibbing us, which is possible, Chase Crouch will start. Illinois got healthy during the break. They probably have the most depth they've had this season. I'd say there's four or five players who have been out that will be available to them tonight, guys that can play. They've got to move the ball better on offense. They've got to show more juice in the passing game. And I would say watch for freshman tight end Lewis Dorsey. He wears number 19. He's an exceptional talent. He's 6'6". He runs like a wide receiver. I think they will target him a lot tonight. And then defensively, they've got to be strong enough against the run to get this turnover-prone quarterback of Nebraska to throw the ball. He's thrown 9 interceptions. 3 of them have been returned for touchdowns. I think Illinois has a chance tonight. The last two games against Nebraska, when they played at Champaign in 15, Illinois won that game. And then last year in Lincoln, Illinois led 16-10 going into the fourth quarter before Nebraska took over the game and won, ended up winning handily. I'm just not afraid of any of these night games. I don't care what night you play them on. Give me a Saturday 11 a.m. game or a 2:30 game. And but 7 o'clock it is. We'll grin and bear it one more time. Illinois, Nebraska tonight at 7.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you first thing Monday morning as we broadcast live from the Northeast Community Fund Monday in anticipation of next Friday, 1 week from today, the WSOY Community Food Drive. 1.5 million pounds of food is the goal. Got a good start. We got $20,000 in the bank. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank and the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. That'll kick us off Friday morning. And then, of course, we have the Community Leaders Breakfast next week as well. And tickets to give away for the Brad Underwood Show 1 week from Sunday at the Hickory Point Golf Club, courtesy of Miller Lite and the Decatur Park District. Who are our four winners earlier?
That was Gary, Michael, Dan.
It's like a specific Gary, not just a Gary.
Do you want me to say last names? Sorry.
No. You said a Gary. Not just like any Gary. There was a specific Gary.
Specific Gary, yes. Gary, Michael, Brandon, and Dan.
Okay, congratulations. We'll be giving away more tickets as we go. We'll get back on the other side of the break. We're going to talk to Jim Wilkerson. It's the time for the Brinkouter Home Highlight. This is one of my favorite neighborhoods in all of Decatur. We'll tell you how you can get in on a great deal with the Brinkouter Home Highlight coming up next. Right now, it's time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
You gotta get to Decatur for Jackson Ford's Red Tag and Ready Sales event. Cause their Red Tag and F-150 Focus Fusion, 600 total vehicles. Deeper discounts? Grab the Red Tag. 0%? Just grab the Red Tag. Top tier trade cash? You know what to do. They compete and will beat any other dealer on a new Ford. Plus at JacksonCars.com, you can get credit approved and set your monthly payment. Upside down on your old car? No worries. They'll take it anyway. Now's the time to get deeper discounts, 0% and top tier trade cash. All you have to do is grab the tag. 600 cars, trucks, and SUVs at incredible Red Tag deals. But it's this month only. Hurry to Deal Country and Decatur, because Jackson Ford's Red Tagged and ready for you. Jackson Ford, 455 East Pershing Road in Decatur, and at JacksonCars.com on select models with approved credit. Negative equity added a new contract based on combined inventory.
Jackson Ford and Decatur, everything you're looking for.
In Decatur and at JacksonCars.com.
There can be no greater weapon in preventing and treating cancer than early detection. The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center is partnering with local high schools for the 2017 Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Encourage your mothers, sisters, aunts, and grandmothers to think pink and get screened today. The earlier cancer is detected, the greater the odds of survival. Visit stmarysdecatur.com to learn more about this campaign and how you can schedule your screening at the HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, and each and every Friday at this time, we point out one of the fantastic homes listed by Brinkouter. And, of course, you can see all those homes at Brinkouter.com. Jim Wilkerson joins us to talk about specifically 4510 Williamsburg Drive. Now, the street may not be familiar to most people, Jim, but the location should be. It's right off of Airport Road, right off of Cantrell, right?
That's correct, Brian. It's actually in my neck of the woods, so I'm very familiar with this area. I drive by this home every day going to work, and I can vouch this is a beautiful neighborhood. It's quiet. Yeah, this home is actually on a cul-de-sac, so it doesn't get hardly any traffic. This is 4510 Williamsburg Drive, and it's listed by Lana Smith and Rob Hickey.
All right, so those are the two agents that are in charge. We've got a link on our Nowdecatur Facebook page and the Nowdecatur app right now if you want to take a look at it specifically. We'll talk about some of the other open houses this weekend. But this is 3,200 square feet. That averages out about $65 a square foot because this house is listed at $2,099. That's a lot of house for $2,099.
It sure is, and it's in great shape. It's very clean. I was talking to Lana about it yesterday. She says it's just super, super clean. She couldn't stress that enough. Loads of closets and extra space for storage. It's four bedrooms, three baths. Yeah, and like you said, it's 3,200 square feet. It's got a master suite that's really nice.
Yeah, it looks,
a walk-in closet, a sink.
Looking at the photos, and that master looks huge.
Yeah, it's very nice. Also, the lower level has a wet bar and a room for a pool table and an extra space for like an exercise room or something like that. And then it walks right out to the backyard, and it's a really nice backyard.
Yeah, it looks like it has just all of the space. You know, sometimes you get a bigger house where you see the square footage, but it doesn't have like what this feels like, a lot of space. And then the flexibility to do, as you said, if you want an exercise room, walking out to that beautiful backyard. It's just a great, and you said quiet. That is a perfect word. It's just sort of a sleepy little neighborhood over there that the values have remained. The neighborhood looks the same as it did 20 years ago. It's just a great space.
Yeah, it's very quiet, very, like you said, sleepy. It's hard to get up and get going.
There you go.
It's just so peaceful out there.
There's also a Trex deck. You know, that performance stuff they use for these decks lasts forever, and you don't have to worry about splinters or anything like that.
Yeah, very nice quality. This home just has a lot to offer and a lot of space for the money.
All right, new roof in 2011. Radon mitigated 2008, furnace and air coil replaced in 2009. So, I mean, it looks move-in ready and not any kind of thing in the way of repairs anytime soon.
You're right, Brian. It's move-in ready. I think this one won't last too long. So it is open this Sunday from 1 to 3. And we've got actually 17 open houses this Sunday. So you might want to check some of those out and definitely come see this one.
Okay, thebrinkouter.com. I go to the main website here. Help me out. I'm going to pull up the main page. You tell me where to find all of the open houses this Sunday.
Just search for that little blue button that says Open Sunday, and that'll get you right there.
Okay, and that will list all the ones that are open this particular weekend. And then you can, of course, use the website to kind of narrow down your choices of what you want to physically see in person, because each listing has a huge photo gallery, maybe even a video, complete description. You kind of feel like you've already done a walkthrough in the home before you ever even get there.
Yep, you got the interactive floor plan, so you got floor plans of every home on every one of our listing has a floor plan.
Yeah, and a built-in map so you can find it.
You got it, yeah.
All right, Jim. Good luck this Sunday, and we will check in with you next week. Jim Wilkerson from BrinkOuter.com. Just go to BrinkOuter.com, or you can go to the Nauticator Facebook page or the Nauticator app to see this particular listing, 4510 Williamsburg Drive, right over on the east end. If you go down to Airport Road, let's say you're heading, I guess that would be west on Airport Road, and you make a left on Cantrell, you know, like where Thomas Jefferson is right there, right across from the airport, and you go down past, like, Baker Woods, and then there's that new addition that's back towards the country club, right back in there. It's a great little neighborhood. Quiet. It's like one of those neighborhoods that you imagine for 50 years will be exactly like that. Not a gated community, but kind of that feel.
No, it's sort of like secluded.
Just, well, I mean, it's just there's no main thoroughfare. I mean, right. Once you get back in, there's nobody speeding through there at 60 miles an hour. I mean, it's just a nice, quiet little neighborhood with really nice homes and hills. It's not flat. That's what I love about that neighborhood. I mean, you get some undulation.
And mature trees, which is always nice.
Yes. But the homes all still feel very new, and this one has had a lot of stuff done recently. And it's just, this to me looks like a really nice big blank canvas. Like, you could do just anything you want to do with this.
Yeah. Put your own stamp on it.
Yeah. I love the exercise room. Walking right out into the backyard. Go outside and do burpees.
You have quite a few of those coming up.
No, actually, I feel like I have control. I've already been given that job by Molly. What you don't know is that I'll be just dictating that everybody else does 51 burpees on Friday. Got a problem with that?
It's your birthday.
That's exactly right. We're going to be doing a flash mob workout at the food drive.
Well, now it's not a flash mob. It's just...
I meant...
It's kind of announced.
Well, you got to announce a flash mob eventually. I mean, does anyone actually do flash mobs anymore? I mean, are they still a thing?
Well, they were a thing. I mean, like, the idea of a flash mob is you just show up and everybody around you is like, what's going on?
Yes, but you would have to announce at some point to get people to just show up. They didn't read each other's minds, so there was
there was some planning involved.
Yes.
Right.
And I always thought that was the dumbest thing ever. And I remember at the time people wanting to incorporate that into like events. Maybe we could do a flash mob. And I never understood, never ever could quite grasp why anyone thought that was cool.
Me either.
Can you explain it now? I mean, it's hard to explain a fad at the time, but looking back on it, doesn't everyone look kind of stupid that participated in that?
You know, yeah, and I remember it was really big in when I was in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like when everybody had the razors.
Their what?
Remember the Motorola Razor phone?
Oh, the Razor phone.
And you could sign up for like a text thing.
Yeah.
And you'd get a text and it would tell you to show up at a particular place and do a particular thing or to bring something, like an umbrella.
Okay. And may I ask, is there no greater definition of sheeple than that?
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to be such nonconformists. We're just going to show up when we're ordered to and do what we're told.
Yes. And so you'd all show up.
We're swimming against the stream.
This one 7-Eleven and everybody would go up and buy one Slim Jim.
Okay. Good for 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but the teller would be like, what is going on?
Who's the economy? That's
teller
right.
Had the right opinion. Right.
Yeah.
The teller was spot on. With the teller and everybody else would go, what the hell are you doing? They were right.
Yeah. And we're doing it purely for what exactly?
Not a clue.
Yeah.
Not a clue. How long has it been since Linda Ronstadt's been on your radar screen?
A very, very, very long time.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember when I first watched the 4-hour Eagles documentary. That was the first time I had really kind of thought much about Linda Ronstadt in a long time.
Yeah.
It's just Parkinson's disease. Is that right?
Yes, I do believe so.
Okay. There was a really interesting interview in The Guardian with her. A recent interview. Like, just one of the, like, not a story, just a Q&A, like, where they literally have the question in bold and then her answer. Yeah, I mean, like, just a one-on-one interview. And I'm going to tell you about this on the other side of the break because I thought it was really interesting. Because artists are, I'm a half artist, which is fitting because I'm like a half human being. I'm half about like everything. I mean, you know, size-wise and everything else. I have an artistic side of my brain where I feel like I have creative, does that make any sense? Like, I mean, like I feel like I have a creative side to my brain.
Okay, yeah.
I can take pictures. I can paint. I can see. I mean... Lindsay, help me out here. I mean, is that a fair?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like I'm bragging, but I mean, I feel like I have an eye.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
But so. I also have a financial, like a brain that knows how, like logistically how things work. And artists don't have that. I mean, the artists that I know are wonderfully talented people and they'll drive you insane because, I mean, they are just all over the place.
Right.
Is that a fair statement?
Okay. Yeah.
By and large?
Yeah. About the way artists are, yes.
Yes. After you've been working with them for a while, you need a break.
Time out time.
Or things that you would think would be very common sense, like just sort of like top of mind, easy to understand. Right. No.
Right.
No.
Right. Well, that goes down to the, you know, people that, you know, have common sense and the people that don't.
No,
it,
but I'm
saying, does break down into that same genre.
I don't think so. No, I'm just saying I think the creative side of the brain is in conflict with the rational side of the brain. And generally, you're either one or the other. I am a little bit of both, which is kind of strange because I'm sort of ambidextrous, too. Like some things are natural for me to do left-handed and some things are natural for me to do right-handed. But I'm not one of those that can do both with both.
Okay.
I feel like I ought to have, like, two different colored eyes like David Bowie, but I don't.
What? I'm not even going to ask.
What?
What would that do for you?
No, I just feel like I have a lot of conflicts going on inside of me, that I'm not wholly one way or the other, that I've got a little bit of everything.
Right.
I mean, I don't know a lot of people that it's natural to do some things left-handed and natural to do some things right-handed. You're generally either dominant right or dominant left, right?
Correct.
Or you're ambidextrous,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you can do
both.
Both. That's not me. Like when I started playing baseball as a kid, it was a natural thing for me to bat left-handed, but to throw right-handed.
Okay.
When I pick up a gun, whenever I've, you know, like to use a scope, like with a rifle,
mm-hmm.
it's left eye dominant, which is unusual because I'm right eye dominant. But when I first picked up a golf club, although I learned to play right-handed because when I was a kid, you couldn't get left-handed clubs. They just weren't readily available. It was natural for me to swing a golf club left-handed.
Okay.
Now, today, I can't even imagine doing that.
You'd be all, don't do it. You'd be all screwed.
Oh, I know. I can't. I mean, I don't think I could. But that was the natural feeling right. for me to do that.
Okay.
Yet I write with my right hand. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's some mix up in the genes or something somewhere.
Possibly.
So when I read these interviews with these artists, part of me kind of sympathizes and empathizes. The other part of me goes, oh, God, quit it. Stop. There's always this, like, running dialogue in my head.
Right.
Tell you all about it when you get back. It's a really long-winded explanation of reading a Linda Ronstadt interview, but there you go. That's my conflicted brain. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine, highs near 77 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows around 46. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 71. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 75 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 51 degrees.
Hey, remember me? I'm your asphalt roof. While you're busy upgrading the interior, I'm falling apart, lowering property value and looks. You won't notice me until I start leaking. Want to keep me forgotten? Choose metal. Lasts for decades and is virtually maintenance-free. Mansi Metal is Illinois' leading manufacturer in metal roofing, siding, and pole barns, now celebrating their 10th anniversary. Choose the company with experience, high quality, and competitive pricing. Call today, 217-864-5835.
It seems like our refrigerator is never big enough. It's always bulging at the seams. So we decided we needed a second refrigerator for our garage. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World thinking maybe we could get a used one. But we found something a lot better. They had this brand new Frigidaire that was usually $730 for only $530. We saved $200 and got that free 10-year protection plan. A whole lot better than getting a used one. And we could add a garage heater kit to it.
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur in September. This is an 18-cubic-foot top-mounted freezer, glass shelf refrigerator, and comes with no-interest financing with approved credit. Only in September and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is a taxpayer alert. Illinois' pension crisis is crushing the state. But a solution is right under state lawmakers' noses. For years, thousands of state university employees in Illinois have chosen to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan that take politicians out of the retirement business, protect taxpayers, and give government workers a retirement they can control. To learn more, go to IllinoisPolicy.org. Brought to you by the Illinois Policy Institute.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Was that 1989? The song she did with Aaron Neville.
Believe so.
I don't know much.
I loved this song.
I don't think I've heard this song since 1989.
Still waiting for Linda Ronstadt here. Was this a Linda Ronstadt song or an Aaron Neville song? Or just a true duet?
Look at these eyes. They've never seen what matters. Look at these dreams. So big and so better.
All right. Here's the gist of the interview in like 30 seconds. She says she cannot listen to any of her music and it's all horrible. That everything she recorded up until about 1990 was just terrible, which I would think most people would argue that that's not the case. She didn't even learn to sing. Now she has Parkinson's, she can't sing. And she's moved from Tucson, Arizona because it's too hot because of global warming and Donald Trump. I got news for you. Tucson didn't get hot since January.
Did she really?
Yeah, so
that?
She moved to San Francisco because she thinks that cities that have to sustain on air conditioning will not be able to survive the future. She also calls him the Cheeto in Chief. There you have it. You don't need to read the entire interview. But can I have a little more Aaron Neville when we come back? I liked that. We'll take a break for the news. Final hour of Buyers and Company coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning, Jeff Daly in the WSOI newsroom. Fu Yao Glass was recognized as one of five winners of the 9th Annual Economic Development in Illinois Award, the EDIES. EDIES honor outstanding economic development projects completed in the calendar year of 2016. Yesterday's awards presentation was held during the Illinois Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting and luncheon in Chicago. After remarks from Governor Bruce Rauner and Deputy Governor Leslie Munger, the awards were presented to the recipients, who, along with Fu Yao, included Amazon, Target, Zurich Insurance North America, and the Illinois Tollway. Fu Yao invested